From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is bringing its Southeast Asian allies on board to help navigate North Korea's nuclear proliferation and missile threats. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is hosting foreign ministers from ASEAN on Thursday at the State Department, just days after top diplomats from those countries met in Manila and issued a statement that criticized North Korea's provocation. Tillerson says the U.S. is open to talking to North Korea without preconditions.
We are ready and prepared to engage in talks when conditions are right. But as you've heard me say, we are not going to negotiate our way to the negotiating table. That is what Pyongyang has done for the last 20 years, is cause us to have to negotiate to get them to sit down. We'll sit down when they're ready to sit down under the right terms.
A senior State Department official told VOA that Washington is urging Southeast Asian countries to cut diplomatic ties with Pyongyang. Many nations from this bloc have developed diplomatic relations with the reclusive and rogue regime. FBI Director James Comey told a Senate panel that he agonized over disclosing his agency is looking into Democrat Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server after investigators cleared her of wrongdoing last year. The FBI normally tries not to disclose investigations of candidates shortly before an election, so it won't affect the outcome. On Tuesday, Clinton partly blamed her loss on Comey's announcement. Clinton said she would offer more details and analysis of her electoral defeat in a book she is publishing this fall. An election analysis by a group of top Democrat Party strategists suggests the main reason Clinton lost is because a large number of voters that backed President Obama in 2012 voted for Trump. This is VOA News.